Dear friends, good evening and welcome to another Gnostic Lab of Practical Application. Tonight, we are going to focus on the use of the mantra Raum Gaum. This mantra is a very powerful mantra and it is associated with the Department of Nature, the Department of the Peppermint. And this mantra is associated to the peppermint because for those of you who are already at our intermediate level studies and beyond, as we have learned, the elemental of the peppermint is capable of working with you to retrieve information from the Akashic records of creation. And what that means is that when you work with the elemental of the peppermint, you are able to extract images of events that have happened in this life and in past lives. Some students wonder at times, why would I want to know that? And a good reason is that if we are going through some adverse circumstances today, we would like to have more context on what is happening. We would like to be able to see beyond what is the appearance of the thing. We can always work with the elemental of the peppermint, get vision, envision what has happened, just like right now, in the previous or in whatever other number of previous lives. And with that additional context, we can have a more in-depth understanding of the circumstances. And that by itself is tremendously powerful. But at our level of study, as we share this here in our Gnostic lab, let's allow for the use of this mantra for something that is more tangible, something that we can use perhaps at a lot more frequency. And let's start by saying that Samael Aun-Weor, in his writings on the book The Occult Treatise of Occult Medicine, the Esoteric Treatise of Occult Medicine and Practical Magic, he says, these mantras, Raum Gaum, are to the student what dynamite is to the miner. And what these mantras do is that working with those elementals of the Department of the Peppermints, they allow us to retrieve memories. We don't have to just always try to be looking back in this past lives, etc. We can always use this to address the common problem of forgetfulness that we have been experiencing. Good example of a forgetfulness type of event. You find yourself in bed as you wake up in the morning. Your soul has just returned into the physical body. You have a good recollection of what you saw in those dreams. It was an impactful dream, good symbols. You have a good feel for the sequence. But what happens, even when you have as many memories as that, is that the moment that you move your physical body in bed to go from laying down to sitting, that shaking of the astral body is enough to erase the memories. And sometimes, and this is very common, people will have a beautiful recollection of everything that has happened in that dream, and 10 seconds later, everything is gone. It can be frustrating because we come back loaded with wisdom, with symbols that could be giving us a warning of what may be happening in the next day or in the upcoming days. And if we lose it, well, we have deprived ourselves of that additional information. And we can use the mantra Raum Gaum to be able to retrieve those memories and bring them back into the consciousness. If it is not that, well, sometimes during the day, we are just too distracted. And as we may forget, sometimes where did we leave the keys, or where did I leave the phone, or as we cross through a door in the house and we're wondering, what was I here? What was I just trying to do? We can chant the mantra, Raum Gaum, and as we relax the body and chant this mantra, we can chant it with the silent voice of our mind. Those memories will come back immediately. And at night, as we complete the activities of the day and we are getting ready to allow the physical body just to enjoy of the restfulness and sleep, as we do a retrospective exercise of what happened during the day, If we find it difficult to reconcile some images, or even before we start the exercise, we can chant the mantra Raum Gaum, and those images start coming back immediately. This requires of us to open ourselves to that which is new. It requires of us to embrace the principle of spontaneity. And when we do both, those images start showing up, and we can retrieve that information to continue with our work. You see, this problem of forgetfulness, we can perhaps complement it with a little something else. And Samael states in his book of occult medicine, Practical Magic, he says, there is a special nourishment that is available to you so that you can develop the power of memory. And he says, in the morning, prepare your breakfast with acidic fruits. Think of grapefruits, think of oranges, think of acidic fruits. And take those fruits, add some almonds, and add some honey. Just with that, as you start providing that very nourishing breakfast early in the morning, it starts helping you develop the power of memory. And slowly but surely, you start becoming more agile, remembering those things that you said that generated certain effects. This is, of course, all super useful. So, how do we chant this mantra? We can chant this mantra mentally. We can chant it during an exercise of retrospection. And from this forward, a retrospection is any exercise in which we're going back in time. So, whether we're trying to remember where are the keys, whether we're trying to remember where did I leave the phone, or we're trying to remember what happened in our dream, or what happened in our past life, the mantra Raum Gaum is there for us. This mantra is important for us to use it, because as we use it, we start becoming more aware of how often we identify with the circumstances during the day. How often we lose the remembrance of self. For anyone who may not remember what that exactly is, when you maintain the remembrance of self, you are focused on the innermost, on your being, on the spirit. You're focused on that igneous faculty and power of your divine mother. You see yourself as that vehicle that has incarnated the consciousness that is the aspect of the being that is incarnated and present in each and every one of us. So, as we start making use of this mantra and we start seeing with clarity the events that have taken place during the day, we start noticing how often we identify with the things that happen to us or around us. We start noticing how easy it is for us once we identify to fascinate. And we are fascinated with everything in life. We tend to forget ourselves because we just become fascinated. We smell some good food and we identify with that. And before we realize, we have become fascinated and we fall deep into that daydream where we are just seeing ourselves enjoying of that cake or that meal. The same thing happens with the alcohol. Same thing happens with coffee. See, we identify, we fascinate, and we fall deep into that sleep of consciousness. The more we practice with this mantra, the better we start remembering, and the more aware we become on how little time we spend during the day within the remembrance of self. We start seeing very clearly every time that we are reacting to the things that happen around us. Every time that we dislike something and we immediately set resistance, we put objections. Every time that we react violently, internally, emotionally, even though physically we may still look like tame sheep. So the mantra Raum Gaum is a very interesting word of power that empowers us to become more aware. The more we see, the more tangible our inferior aspects become, And the better comprehension we get, the easier it gets for us to call of our Divine Mother, invoke of her help, and ask of her to eliminate these defects. And tonight, the practice is to chant the mantra, Raum Gaum. For that purpose, we're going to relax our physical body. And once we relax the body, we're going to initiate a retrospective exercise. Before the retrospective exercise and immediately after the relaxation of the body, we're going to breathe in through our nose, exhale through our, and as we exhale, we're going to chant the mantra Raum Gaum. After some time doing this, we will allow you to go through your retrospective exercise and embrace the principle of spontaneity. That first image that comes is a very important one. Focus on it and see what exists behind that. Look for as much detail. Try to retrieve the emotions of the moment, what was said, and then think of what happened before and what happened after so that you can complement that image even better. Let's go ahead and do this practice. So let's start by closing our eyes. Now that we have closed our eyes, set our feet flat on the floor. Let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. 1, 2. Again, 1, 2. One, two. Friends, as with any exercise of relaxation, let's go ahead and make ourselves aware of the sensations in our physical body. There may be some piece of clothing or jewelry that may feel a little uncomfortable, so this is a good time to release that pressure. As some of us sit on chairs, being less tall than others, it may be a good time as well so that we can adjust that chair, allow our feet to make contact with the ground. And as we sit comfortably on our chair with our spine vertical and the head relaxed, gently resting on the shoulders, let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. 1, 2. 1, 2. Now let's go ahead and make ourselves aware of our emotional state. When it comes to emotions, there may be some of us who are a little enthusiastic about this practice. It may be exciting to know that you can have access to events in past lives. Maybe today is the day that you know how to reach back in that timeline so that you can understand some circumstances. And the joy that comes from that exciting can also lead us to identify and fascinate, and before long, just drift away in a daydream. So we see our joy, and we are grateful for it. And with gratitude for experiencing it, with our next exhalation, we simply let it flow. there may be some others of us, who at the current moment may be showing some good interest in this practice to see what comes out of it. Others may listen to my voice and feel a little bored, or perhaps some may even feel a little bit of antagonism. And that is okay. Because what is important is the opportunity that we have been given to be here together as a great family. All of us united in a single heart. When it comes to these emotions, they are all temporary, and today we feel like this. And later on, well, the law of the pendulum brings us the opposite. And because we know these emotions simply pass, well, we are grateful for that as well. Because while we're living this life, if everything were happiness, well, eventually we would lose perspective of what happiness really is. And if everything were just sadness, we would also lose perspective of what sadness really is. And in a way, it is the to and fro between one and the other what also reminds us that we are here to live this beautiful experience of life. There may be others who may feel a little uncertain on what they could see now that they have this new tool on their hands. There may be others who may have been experiencing a little bit of grief because the ability to remember could have brought back some long lost memories, maybe associated with a loss. And friends, if that is what we experience, that is also okay, because that emotion will also pass. So being perfectly conscious of what is our emotional state, we experience it with a great degree of satisfaction. We do that because it could be more than what it is right now. And because it is just perfect, we express our gratitude. We elevate to our innermost gratefulness for this opportunity. And we offer this effort as one more sacrifice, as one more experience to our own being. We take another deep breath in. 1, 2, 1, 2. And in our relaxation today, we are going to project the beatings of our heart. Some students wonder, why would we do that? What do we want to achieve with this practice? Well, beyond relaxation, this is a very tangible way in which you can see how is it that we are wherever our consciousness is. And as we focus our consciousness on specific areas of the body, we can immediately perceive with great detail what is happening there. So let's go ahead, and as we are resting comfortably on our chair with our hands resting on our thighs. Let's take a deep breath in one. And as we exhale in two, we allow our heartbeat to be projected on the tip of our nose. One, two. We notice how without any effort, the gentle beating of our heart is felt in great detail right there at the tip of our nose. We can even experience the warmth of that fire that exists within our own blood. And as we focus then deeper in our breath, as we deliberately allow for our breathing to be so gentle that it almost becomes imperceptible, we take another deep breath and we transition that perception of the heartbeat to our right ear. We take a moment and use our objective imagination to see ourselves with a body that is clear and transparent. And in that transparency, it is a body that irradiates a very gentle hue of blue. This transparency is so pure that if there were any noises, any distractions around us, we will simply allow them to flow through and not create any disturbance. We transition the sensation of that heartbeat from our right ear to our right hand. And we focus on our breath. And we see ourselves perfectly transparent. And we experience the palpitation of our heart in our right hand. From our right hand, we project that heartbeat onto our right foot. Focus on the softness of our gentle breathing. We focus on the transparency and the blue light that emanates from our body. And we experience the gentle heartbeat on our foot. From there, we project our heartbeat from our right foot onto our left foot. With every exhalation, we allow our body just to sink a little deeper onto the chair itself. We transition the heartbeat from our left foot to our left hand. From our left hand to our left ear. From our left ear back to the tip of our nose. Now that we experience it at the tip of our nose, let's let it go back so that it reverberates within the body. As you breathe, feel the gentle vibration that inundates your physical body. Experience the sensation of softness that comes with relaxation in your feet, in your legs, in your thighs, in your hips. Feel how that sensation is experienced in your chest and your shoulders, your arms. And as you exhale, maximize the relaxation throughout all of your face, your eyes, your eyelids, your lips, your tongue, your jaw. We are infinitely grateful for this opportunity. let's start by adding a new mantra to our practice. As we relax our body, let's bring about a good circle of protection, the circle of Tao. And for that, you can repeat after me. You say, Klim Krishnaya. Govindaya, Kopihana, Vaya Vaya, Swaha. Let's try that again. Klim Krishnaya, Govindaya, Kopihana, Vaya Vaya, Swaha. Let's try it again. Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Kopihana Vaya Vaya Swaha. If at any moment during the day you ever feel in a situation you may be at risk. If you find yourself in an altercation or in a difficult circumstance where you would like to see minimized the influence that exists around you, as a circle of protection, you can always chant this mantra. This mantra materializes around you as a manifestation of the flaming star. And Samael tells us that tenebrous forces flee before the flaming star. So we invoke once again our previous state of relaxation. We immediately feel the relaxation coming back and inundating the body. And within our circle of protection, transparent and irradiating a blue light, we say, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my internal God, we are here at your presence, asking you, begging of you with your soul, with our soul and our heart, for your contribution. Grant us the faculty of objective imagination so that we can see beyond the appearance of things. Give us the faculties of inspiration and intuition so that we may know the spiritual reality of what we perceive, so that we can understand beyond the appearance of the thing, the significance and the reason for what we have experienced. Guide us in this exercise, Father, we ask you. We invoke of your name, in the name of the Christ, by the power of Christ, by the love of Christ. We make ourselves a delicate instrument at your service for this practice, for our transactions with others, for the experience that we live in this life. So be it. And together we chant the mantra, Raum Gaum. Raum. Gaum. Let me tell you what happens when we chant this mantra. The vibration of the letter R allows for the vibration of our blood. Our blood carries the fire of our Divine Mother. It carries the fire of prana. When we chant the letter A, the chakras that exist in our lungs vibrate harmoniously and allow us to receive with so much more intensity the prana that exists in every breath that we take. The letter A also allows for the vibration of the thymus gland, to which the chakra anahata, the chakra of our heart, is directly connected. And as we chant the letter O, then that chakra of the heart starts vibrating profoundly and harmoniously, sparkling with the brilliance of a thousand suns. As we vibrate with the letter M, the M allows for the vibration of our creative waters, inviting their transmutation. So to no surprise, Raum Gaum is easily felt within the deep temple of our heart, and its vibrations reverberate throughout all of our body, taking the relaxation into even deeper and more profound manifestation. Let's continue with the mantra. Raum. Gaum. See yourself within that circle of light, transparent, irradiating the blue hue of love, with a heart temple that sparkles with the brilliance of the suns. Feel free to start your retrospective exercise. Start from this moment. backwards in your day, and specific events will stand out. Open yourself to that which is new. Embrace the principle of spontaneity and contemplate the event the same way that you would contemplate a beautiful sunset. If at any moment your relaxation fades, ask of your innermost to bring it back. If at any moment the memory fades, chant the mantra Raum Gaum within the silence of the mind. As we contemplate that event, it is important that we understand what were our thoughts, what was happening within the realm of the mind, what was happening within the realm of our emotions. What were we expressing at the level of our physical body? Having this understanding is always necessary so that we can understand what influences were controlling the human machine. That level of comprehension where we see our psychological aggregate in action, having visibility to the thoughts, the emotions, and the habits that were being expressed, manifested at the body. You can always invoke of a power superior to the mind. And because the mind has no ability to eliminate any defect of ours, we can then invoke of our Divine Mother by saying, Divine Mother, Mother of mine, I invoke you. I beg of you with my heart, my soul, that you take of our created energy, and that you use your flaming spear of arrows, and that you reduce this defect to a cosmic dust. And as you remain relaxed, contemplative, the image of your Divine Mother reveals to you and you can see how with her igneous power, she can reduce that defect to nothing more than a cosmic dust. Some of you may even experience that with every exhalation, There is like a gentle weight that is removed from your shoulders. And if you choose to, allow the love and the compassion of the Divine Mother to flow through you. And see her gentle and delicate hand reach within the dust and retrieve a small particle of light that with her delicate fingers she deposits once again in the temple of your heart. Divine Mother, we give you infinite thanks for the help that you provide us. Divine Father, we give you infinite thanks for your contribution, for allowing us to perceive, to see, to experience the faculties of the consciousness. And with this, we go ahead and take a deep breath in 1, 2. And conserving the remembrance of self, maintaining this very same state of relaxation, we wiggle our toes and we open our eyes. Very well. So, dear friends, this has been our practice with the mantra Raum Gaum. To everyone, thank you so much for participating with us this week in our lectures in the pre-chamber, the first chamber, the second chamber, and now in our Gnostic lab. So to everyone, have a great weekend, and may all beings be happy.